What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show. New head coach down at Detroit Trojans at the Sun Belt Conference, Coach John Summerall. Coach, how are things going down there in Trial, Alabama today, man?
Everything is outstanding, JR. We're having a great day, man. Just watched our skill guys run a little bit. So having a great day. Beautiful morning right now in Troy.
I hear that, Coach. I'm asking you, man, how's it been meeting your guys, building that bond with your guys, man? Because you and I both know from playing football, man, football is the ultimate team sport. Building that camaraderie, building relationships and bonds is so key to guys trusting in you and buying into your vision for this program going forward.
Yeah, for me, it was pretty easy because a lot of these young men in this program that are older guys, I helped recruit here when I was an assistant coach several years ago. And so my last season here was 2017. And so some of the household names in our program of Carlton Marshall and KJ Robertson and Craig Slocum and Austin Stidham, Jake Andrews, Grant Betts, I was involved in every one of those young men's recruitment at some level. And so those are some of the senior leaders and older guys on our team who are experienced, who know how to do things the right way. And so I've got great relationship with them. So that gave me a little bit of a very natural connection immediately when I got here. And then really just been very intentional about getting to know the young men on our team that I didn't know, spend time with them, build relationships with them. We're very dialed into our players' lives day in, day out. I meet with our guys. I met with every guy on our roster at the end of spring just to talk about where were we, where are we, and where are we going next. And so we do a lot to make sure that we have a good pulse of each young man's life on our team. And so really been a pretty seamless transition in regards to just building those relationships and connections.
And Coach Summerall, I think this man is very important because in today's NIL climate, transfer portal climate, you really have to really love on your guys even more because they have outside noise beyond the team and the bubble of the team that can influence them in a negative way. So I feel like you have to really love them even more and really build that connection even more now because you never know when adversity hit, they may say, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think even before NIL, the importance of having real, authentic, genuine relationships with your players has been first and foremost. We're a players first program. You know, I tell people all the time, if there were no players, there wouldn't be any coaches. And so for us as a staff, NIL or no NIL, we need to be relationship driven because I don't believe you can help coach someone to be their best and push them to be their best in every area of their life if they don't trust you because of real, authentic, genuine relationship. And so that part is first and foremost so that we can coach our guys the right way so they can be the best they can be. But I do think you're dead on. I think in this climate, with this day and age, with the transfer portal and NIL and all these different things that are going on, it's even more important that you know your guys. And when I say know them, like really know them. Like don't just know their hometown or their name or their jersey number, but you need to know their story. And because their story matters. And if you know their story, you can coach them much better to be the best they can be. If you don't know their story, it's really hard to get a guy to trust you, to allow you to carry him to what his highest level of ability is.
And how cool is the coach for you being a coach the way you've been, to have guys invite you to their weddings, bar mitzvah, see their kids being born, see them grow and get businesses outside of football. So talk about that part of coaching, seeing your young man you coach become successful after football.
Yeah, you know, I tell our staff, and I've felt this way my whole career, we do life with the people that we're involved with in this game. And when you do life with someone, you care about their personal development just as much as you do their football development. And so rewarding as a coach when you have young men invite you to their wedding or call you when they're having a child or keep you up to date on the events of their life and the life-changing things that they're going through. It was so neat for me last week. We had Jordan Chun, who played running back here when I was here last, just stopped in and hung out for about an hour and a half one day. And Jordan was our starting running back when we beat LSU at LSU in 2017. I didn't coach him personally. I coached special teams and linebackers then. But Jordan's from the same county I'm from in Alabama. And so he stopped in and spent some time with us, and we just caught up on life. And that's the real reward of what we do. Obviously, we all know we're judged by the scoreboard. We got to win. But at the end of the day, if all we're doing is winning, we're not impacting lives for the greater good of the length of what they're going to do when football's over in their life, then we're not really equipping them the right way. And so such a rewarding, gratifying experience to see the young men you coach go on to do great things with their lives in regards to being husbands, fathers, mentors, positive impact in the community that they have. That's why you do what you do, really.
And for you, Coach Metzger, man, at what point in your career was it Kentucky, or when you decided you want to get into coaching, man?
I think I knew at a very young age I was going to be a football coach. I got my degree at the University of Kentucky in business finance, and nothing against investment bankers, but I was pretty certain that I was going to be around the game of college football my entire life. I fell in love with it. As a kid, I would listen to college football games on the radio if I couldn't get them on TV. I'll never forget listening to Alabama play a bowl game one year on the radio, and because it wasn't on TV. And so I fell in love with football at a young age. I loved everything about it. I still do. It's the ultimate team game. I think you see development in every area of a person's life through this game. You know, I had a abrupt end to my college playing career. I led our team in tackles when I was a junior. And then I had a career-ending, really season-ending injury going into my senior year. And then Rich Brooks, our head coach at the University of Kentucky at the time, had a GA job that he made available to me. And it was, without question, the easiest decision of my life to say yes to that, because I've known – forever, this is what motivates me. And I don't ever feel like I go to work, man. I tell people all the time, my wife and I have four kids, and I tell people all the time, I go to football every day and she goes to work. So I have the ultimate dream job of mine being a college football coach.
Now, see, Coach, in my family, my father's a coach, 81 years old. My uncle's still coaching ball at St. John's Prep, Massachusetts. You know, I chose radio. You know, my father has his little pad, Coach, the yellow legal pads, and still draws up plays to this day, 81 years old, man. We're watching the game. He's talking about his inside zone, outside zone. He rotating. Hey, my dad's still locked in, Coach, at the 81 years old, man. I just came with that with him. It's like getting coached all over again as I was a kid, man.
I love it. No, I could say that hearing that about your dad at 81, I mean, it's the same thing as when I was a child, I'd be in math class drawing up football plays. You know, like I've always loved the game, and I think it's something that's in you, and I don't think it comes out of you. I think just like you're talking about 81-year-old dad, like you never stop.
Never. He retired 2012, but he's never stopped coaching since he retired.
Yep.
Yes,
Yeah,
indeed.
no doubt.
And now, Coach, for your program, what would be the core values you want your young men in your program to live by every day when they come into the building to work hard and represent the Trojans the way you want those guys to?
Yeah, that's a good question. So really, we've got two things I would hit on there. Our mantra in our program is rise to build, and we defined each word. Rise is to get up, come up, or go up, to elevate to a higher position. Two is the direction that you're heading towards or something you're trying to achieve. And then build is making something stronger, more intense, and specifically build the foundation so that you can build very high on top of a firm foundation. And so every day in our program, I challenge each player, what are you rising to build? Me personally, I'm rising to build each young man in our program to be their best, and then in turn, rising to build our program to be its best. And so that's sort of our battle cry or our mantra. Core value-wise, we've got four core values in our program that we live by: attitude, toughness, discipline, and love. And we really talk about with attitude, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. The greatest disability you can have in life is a bad attitude. If you have a great attitude, you open yourself up to every opportunity. If you have a bad attitude, you immediately cut yourself off from opportunities. And then we talk about toughness, mental and physical toughness. And really for us, we talk about what is your mindset in regards to toughness. Are you a growth-minded individual, which means you constantly want feedback of how you can get better? Or are you a fixed mindset person where you feel like you've got everything already figured out and you don't need to learn and grow and adapt? And so toughness is a big one. Discipline, in our program, we talk about the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. And we also hit on a lot. Very, very often in life, you may not like the original feeling of what discipline feels like, but everyone wants what the result that discipline will provide you. And so for us, discipline is a big key. And then love, our last one, is we want to, I ask our guys all the time, how do you know who loves you? And a lot of people say, well, my mom or my dad or my grandmother, whoever. I said, how do you know they love you? Well, they worked two jobs. They worked three jobs. So what do? They sacrificed. Well, love is a sacrifice. And to be a great player in this game, you have to have sacrifice. I also talk to our guys about love is not a feeling. It is an action. And so we're not talking about, I feel like I'm in love. We're talking about the actions you do when you love something or a group of people. And so loving our team, loving our development, loving the process of getting better every day, but loving what you get to do on a daily basis. And those are really the four things we harp on a lot.
And Coach, been down here in Troy, Alabama, you have a range of get players in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia and Florida. So talk about being able to get out in the car, drive four or five hours and find quality talent in any way you want to go that can help this program in the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, geographically, we're really well positioned in regard to players close to us. And so if you take a circle around Troy about 4 or 5 hours, man, you can get a lot of places where there's a lot of good players. You can get to Nashville in 5 hours. You can be in the entire state of Mississippi, the whole state of Alabama, really everything in Louisiana east of Baton Rouge. You can get to a lot of parts of Florida, the whole state of Georgia. So all of those states I just mentioned, you've got high-level football. You got great players. You got really good coaches. You got kids a lot of times that love football too on top of it, which I think is a huge part of the equation. You got to love football to be great at it. And so for us, I think we're very fortunate to have a hotbed of players right around us and really fine young men that fit our program in regards to what they're about, but very grateful to be located where we are.
Now, Coach, last one for you, man. You have a big birthday coming up here real soon. What are your plans for that birthday, man, that you got coming up?
Man, I will be at the beach with my wife and my four kids and my mom and my dad, and my brother and his family will be there with us as well. And so my plans are pretty simple. Enjoy a nice, relaxing day at the beach. Spend a lot of time with my kids and throw them in the ocean or the whatever they want to do. And then throw the ball with my son and probably have a big steak dinner. I'm pretty low maintenance, man. We'll probably have a big steak dinner. And if I had to guess, at the end of the night, I'll have a cigar and a glass of bourbon probably.
Yeah, because that was a milestone birthday for you there, Coach. I'm not going to tell everybody your age, but that's a milestone for you, man.
I'm 39. That's right. I'll be 39 this week.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, thank you for your time today, man. We'll do this again real soon, man. Best luck to you guys, and I'll be cheering for your team down the road, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks for having us today.
Anytime, Coach.
What's up, family? Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.